The Daily Dish podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance of South Haven. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all whipped up together in the Daily Dish.
So, Jimmy Fallon's car was almost towed last week. So, I guess it doesn't matter if you're a celebrity. Stuff like this could possibly happen to you. His Mercedes was parked outside his office between 5th and 6th Avenue with an NBC page guarding it.
Okay.
But unfortunately, you see, the car was parked in, like, the wrong spot.
Okay, so he's going to get towed, right?
Yeah, so, like, the towing company came there, and the page was like, no, don't tow this car, it's Jimmy Fallon's. But they were like, well, who are you?
A likely story.
Exactly. Yeah. So then, fortunately, Jimmy, like, popped out just in time. And then they're like, all right, let's take a picture and we can let you off.
Oh my gosh.
Of course. If that was like one of us, they'd be like, yeah, too bad. Your car's, you're going to have to pay us to get it out.
Do you know who I am? No, I don't.
Do you think we could use that? And probably not here.
You know, you go right ahead.
Do you know who I am?
I have been trying for someone to actually use that. And I just want to see what the result is.
Yeah.
I've never done that before. So, and I don't think it's really going to work. Even
probably
if I do, they're going to be like, okay, no, still, I do know who you are, but that's no big deal. Here's your ticket. You know,
too
it's
bad,
however
so
much.
Sad, yeah.
Check this out. Another very well-known person that could easily do the, do you know who I am, is Queen Elizabeth.
I think most people should know.
People know her. And you're going to love her because she is one of those people that is like the spokesperson for all of those people that wait way too long to take their decorations down. She goes all the way until February 6th.
Really?
Now, that seems like a long time, but she's doing it for a reason.
Okay.
She says her father actually passed away on February 6th, so she honors him every year by keeping those decorations up until that day.
That's okay. That's really sweet.
Yeah. Very sentimental, very wonderful, and I'm sure he loved Christmas because who doesn't love Christmas, right?
And plus, January is such a depressing time.
Oh, yeah.
So why not, like, keep it bright?
Just wait a little bit, and then, you know, then you get happy again once Valentine's Day rolls around.
Yeah.
So that's good. But that's the Daily Dish for today.